holiest one, tablet 12. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2:24. When a man or a woman finds their other part, soulmate, they become perfect and complete. The greatest achievement in spiritual life is forgetting the self for others. Marriage is a great instrument for fulfilling this great step. Originally, male and female were in one body. Because of the necessity for the evolution of the human, they were separated. The man and woman were created. In a marriage between a man and a woman, therefore, the attraction between them should be spiritual, not physical or intellectual. When these two spiritually attracted people join with each other, they can become a perfect being in the image of God, male, the divine logic, and female, the divine grace, the dual nature of God Himself. With this ideal of a spiritual marriage, the false ego of each individual will be dissolved in the process, and together, both of them will become complete. Then they can manifest the qualities of love of God through themselves. With creating children in a family environment, these spiritual parents will be able to feel toward their children exactly the way God feels about humanity. This, again, will help parents to understand the very heart of God and realize Him easier. Only then can they also love others and the universe as His creation. Therefore, as we can see, marriage is a spiritual union to help a man and a woman grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. Marriage also helps them to radiate God's love by merging to become one in spirit. Also, this will help couples to realize God and how He feels about His universe, the same way as they feel about their family and children. So a person can reach pure consciousness in the middle of a family by understanding that marriage is a beautiful setup by the Lord God to make humans dissolve their false egos, progress spiritually, and realize Him. Furthermore, marriage has social, mental, physical, and psychological significances. Each marriage couple and their families make up the blocks which would build the foundation of society. If the blocks of a building are strong and well placed, the building will be sturdy and strong. This is also true about societies. If the family structure is strong, society can withstand any shock and go through the test of time. It will be crushed to nothingness if the family ties are loose and weak, no matter how powerful that society looks. Also, only in a strong family structure with love and devotion between the members can healthy, strong, and well-balanced children develop to be responsible members of society. The children of today are the men and the women of tomorrow. So with weak family ties, men and women with weak characters will be created, and this will affect the whole society. For the mental well-being of all, sacrifice by couples to create strong families is necessary. It is through the purity of the body that the couple and restrictions of physical relationships, and only through marriage that the spread of venereal diseases can be checked and brought to a minimum. Otherwise, these diseases will become widespread and will affect the happiness of lives of many. So we can see that even diseases have a purpose to fulfill. In this case, to make men and women realize that physical lovemaking should not only be performed through marriage between two pure beings, male and female, if they do not want to make the infection by some incurable disease. In fact, promiscuity is one of the main causes of the fall of man. It destroyed the purity of the relationship in the family, which is the cause of all evils. Purity in marriage is the essence of family strength. Also through marriage, the two partners become karmically sealed to each other and will become a companion, friend, lover, and comforter for each other. So a great and deep relationship develops between them, and this will help to fill the psychological needs of the individuals. The meaning of the verse above, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother," is that the couple should separate themselves as a new unit in society and become independent if economically possible. However, its deeper meaning is that they should become adults and grow as responsible members of society by cutting off their attachments from childhood and the past. Although they would become adults and have to make their own decisions, they should respect their parents even if they might decide to follow a different way of life. He whose other part has either not been incarnated or is both male and female in one body, spiritually, and wishes to devote his life to God, can easily become a renunciate, sannyasin. In this case, he also should detach himself from any unnecessary attachments, which in the verse above symbolically is stated as leave his father and his mother, so he can fulfill his duties as a renounced person, serve the universal family, be released from his lower nature to his higher self, and become complete in the image of God. So they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Genesis 2:25. Man and woman should be created innocent. And they were both naked and were not ashamed. For this matter, the whole universe is created innocent.